You know this French Montana?
Yeah, yes, well, I know.
You don't listen to French Montana, do you?
I listen.
Oh, God. You listen to French Montana? Why are you doing this? French Montana?
Is that about New Orleans cover?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, see? Look, 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 look. Shaitan, look at this. Why are you doing this? You see?
Can I swear?
Huh?
Can I swear to again? As the camera.
What do you think when you see this?
Yeah, this is not a good idea.
Huh?
They are Islamophobic things, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
It's not good, huh?
Not good.
Okay, so no good. French Montana, don't do this. Stop.
Don't
this.
Do this. Sorry. Stop this. This is
the dream. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. How you guys doing? I've been getting a lot of requests. Recently, I was meaning to do it sometime earlier, but just been so preoccupied and busy. But people have been requesting. There was a very provocative video made, and people have been asking me to do a little reaction comment on it. And it was by this Kareem, who made a video. I believe his stage name is French Montana. Have you heard of him?
I heard of him, but I don't listen to him.
I think he's from Morocco, but let's get right into it. This is the trailer. And let's see what kind of message they're trying to bring, what we can derive from this, and
benefit,
yeah.
If any.
So that's him, right? Kareem, that's his real name, right? See, these are...
Ladies with niqabs.
Yeah.
And red... leather boots.
Red leather boots up.
Of course, he's smoking, so we know he's not practicing with
him. That's Montana, right? The head of the one of the... One, two, three, four, five. What do you got?
More
about a whole lineup?
More than four.
More than four, yeah. So we'll do it without the music. He's throwing up some gang signs or
double
signs, shaitanic signs. So they said this is like an album called for a trailer or something.
That's the name.
He's talking about making salah? Did he say that? He got this sign. What is that?
Yeah,
so now he got his sister with a hijab now. So he went from niqab, hijab.
Now the cheers to God, sisters.
Here you go. What kind of, why is she making, see the kind of like that provocative look?
Showing teeth. Yeah, definitely he's trying to...
Doing some of these, what is that? They call that like some Illuminados?
Yeah.
Illuminatis?
It's disturbing to watch.
Yeah, okay. We'll also be talking about another shaitanic group, famous group out here in Bosnia. They call them the Buba Gorelis.
That's one guy, that's his name, Buba Goreli.
Yeah.
And the other guy...
So we can kind of incorporate both, because they're also people, this group now is also coming from, they made an album called Pact with the Devil.
Yeah, that's one of the albums they made.
Yeah. But this Kareem, he's obviously Muslim. You can see from this clip here.
I got a serious question to ask you. Hey, you're Muslim. Right? What do you say to people that are going to blame the attacks on Muslims? The attacks they have on their parents?
He's asking. Asking him about.
People shouldn't single other people out, right?
They blame it on crazy people. So the point is, all right. We know there's one thing besides an empty empty label, right? Muslim. Nowadays, you have people who would call themselves Muslim, identify with Islam, but you know the practice is just zero. What do you think? What trying to dissect when we see why the point? The question is, okay, on one side is very clear. You know this. These things that these rappers, these musicians call for, you know, call to promiscuity, adultery, I mean, just all evil things, right? But now what you have is, why are you taking something that is at the top, you know, of, let's say, morality? You know, a Muslim woman wearing niqab, this is a woman who has dedicated her life to the Creator, you know. Christian would equate that to like a nun, right? Yeah. But now, why are you bringing this? The question Muslims are asking, why do you think they're bringing this into their videos now?
Yeah. Well, I think just to go one step back, why would anybody bring any of the religious or sectarian or any symbolism in his music and in his songs? Because I think it goes, and this is just like following orders, because obviously when they sing and they say some things that they make pacts with the devil, and they obviously make some kind of deal to become more successful, to become more attractive for people who are following them. So they obviously obey to devil in one way or another. We don't know, alhamdulillah, we don't have any connections to the devil, but obviously they do these things under the orders. Because why would somebody who's successful now all of a sudden, if you see those singers, like they were also some like Lady Gaga or some who were normal,
those same signs, they
yeah,
do those
we
same
have
signs.
Them normal, like she's a normally dressed girl, has very big talent, sings well, and then out of sudden she becomes dressing like some ancient Egypt, like queens, or showing some signs. So for anybody who's thinking, why? Who ordered her to do this? Like, who directed her? Obviously, she didn't have any Egyptian ancestry background, so now she's going back. Like, this is symbolism of ideology that she's following. So why would somebody now bring Islam into all of these things? One of the things, probably just to provoke the Muslims, to confuse people who are looking into Islam, to show the niqab in some completely out of context, or in some context that you could never relate to. And also, when I'm thinking about it, like this is a way to insult the Muslims also, because definitely if you show a Muslim lady who in our culture, in our religion, is protected far, far away from these things, and now you put ladies under niqab and hijab and put them in these kind of like worst case videos and songs, this is also definitely has to be provocation for Muslims.
Yeah, we have to know that they are the satanic dark forces, right? This is just very clear. It's on there. Then you have the forces of light. You know, Allah, the Creator, sent us, you know, the guidance, and tells us clearly what is defined as good, how to live our lives, what our purpose is. But it's very saddening to see many of our youth. You know, when we asked that lady at the juice place, you know, mm-hmm. she knew about this the Corelli, what's it called?
Yeah,
the guys, Buba Corelli. Maybe you guys never heard of them, but they're here in Bosnia. The ones who made an album is an album color called Pact with the Devil.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be, again, if they were, if you...
And in one of the songs I heard, because I don't listen, I hope this is not false. I heard that in one of the songs of this album, he said like something like, I'm tired to work for small money, so I made a pact with the devil. So like, he's giving us hints, like what's happening.
So even, you are classifying this as, these are like, it just keeps getting worse and worse. So the lady there at the juice place, we asked, do you know this person? And she was, what did she say?
She said this is like something, astaghfirullah, or like...
Oh yeah, let's see. She said something.
When you mentioned them to her, she was already...
But what she has that...
And she's not practicing Muslim.
Yeah.
outward.
Yeah, not, she's not.
But she could recognize.
She spotted this, it. Yeah. But do you think this is a desensitization over and over, just desensitizing? We just get more desensitized, and then people start to accept these things. And a lot of people will be like, why are you judging, brother? Why are you this, that, and the other? I mean, look, when people are breaking the laws, let's say you have a murderer, you have someone who's like physically murdering people or breaking the laws of the country, and then the person says, hey, you know, I love America or I love Bosnia. I mean, you'd be like, come on, man, there's certain etiquette, certain way you have to conduct yourself. Now, on the other side, you have people who are killing people spiritually. With this music, people are calling people to everything that the majority, almost all the things that the Creator hates and calls us to stay away from, harmful things, spiritually toxic things that are spiritually murdering, killing our children, the adults, people who listen.
This
to
is the children. I think the main attack here is on children.
Our children, yeah. It's
because now with
them.
This modern technology and phones, parents cannot prevent anymore the access to their children, what they're going to listen. And Buba Corelli and them, they're becoming crazy famous, and especially in the, for the young generation. And when you listen to the lyrics, it's horrible, horrible. Like they're singing about sex, about only about these things, sex, drugs, immorality, and how. And this is not something that would be for grown-up immorals. Who are grown up. This is like they're singing to the young kids, to young girls, that they should go out, be promiscuous, do all these things, and so which is really, really next level of immorality.
Yeah, we talked about, you mentioned this is like when you got 1G, 2G, 3G, this is like the 5G.
Yeah.
5G is coming out now, and now this is like the 5G of immorality.
Yeah, 5G of this.
5G of immorality. It just keeps, meaning that it just keeps getting worse and worse. So we have to, you know, we're talking about this because we have to be awake. Islam awakens you, and it gives you the direction in life, you know, which way you need to be going. So you cannot be falling into these, shaitan wants to confuse you.
Yeah,
we talk
because
about
me
that.
And you, for example, now we cannot explain all the things. We know outwardly what they're doing. Same, like it's really a good connection with 5G. Everybody's saying, okay, we're going to have much faster internet, much faster data transferring and everything. But then nobody even knows what are the side effects of these high radiations. Yeah. Some of the scientists are saying this is like having microwave in your city. The whole city is microwave, and you don't even know what are the possibilities. Same with this music. They're using the computers. They have this auto-tune, this modern way of music and changing voices and everything.
You were so saying that
now we cannot even decipher anymore what the shaitan is doing. Like we, as Muslims, we should just be away from it. So, but we don't even know what are the negative effects of it.
Yeah, constantly desensitizing the human being, corrupting not only the minds, the hearts, confusion, mass confusion, manipulation, and. You know, the thing is, like, it's one thing if you, because these people would identify as probably being Muslim.
Yeah, even these guys here are Muslim.
They're Muslim. And you were mentioning something about the beard. You think you...
Yeah, the main guy of these two, he has big beard, like Salafi beard.
Yeah, and at one time people are making fun of Muslims here, actually. They call them certain names if you had a beard.
Yeah, brother, yeah.
Yeah, but now people are, like, idolizing these guys.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for them also, you know, it's if this message gets to them, how do you talk to someone like that who's corrupting the hearts, minds, and murdering souls? I mean, what do you, for the one message is for the youth and for the parents and whatnot, is you need to teach your kids the deen. You need to be engrossed in loving your Creator first and foremost beyond anything else, and knowing that you're here for a short amount of time. And if you kill your heart and soul, at the end, you're blinded, you can't see these things, and then shaitan's got you. And then what happens? You're going to end up in the pits of the hellfire. And you're going to, you know, miss out. It's going to be worthless. What's the point? You're just like hypnotized. There's that
but
guy.
But they know, I'm sure, if they listen to this, not only them, the people who follow them, who have some money, who have tasted some of these things. I'm not saying about young people for whom all of this seems shiny and interesting, but I'm saying to them and people around them, I'm sure 100% when they wake up in the morning after all this immorality and everything, they know how miserable they are.
These
they
guys
know,
like
yeah,
Montana, French yeah, Montana, or the other guys?
Buba Corelli, Yala Brat, and I don't know, other guys. But I'm sure that in the morning after, when they have all these like thoughts, suicidal thoughts, when they're most miserable, that's why they take more drugs, more alcohol, spend more money just to run away.
Like, yeah.
But may Allah guide them to, in these moments, to think about this and to turn their life around. Because all of them are miserable. We don't even have to ask. We know this. Because
there's no peace there in the heart. Yeah, there's no peace. Just like Elvis Presley, you know, he ended up where it was. I believe he ended up, on drugs in the toilet. You know, these people, you end up living a miserable life. You're taking people to the darkest places. And I'm surprised, like, when you have all these, like, feminist groups, you have people who are advocating women's rights. These are the oppressors of women. I mean, these guys are degrading women to, like, the lowest level. And women are, like, singing their songs, dancing to their songs, you know, idolizing them. But they're actually molesting and with their lyrics, enticing men to be more, you know, disrespectful, aggressive with women, degrading women in the worst ways. I mean, some people don't even listen to what they're saying. They're just repeating things and moving to the tunes. But at the end, just you were going over some of these lyrics, and it's just like the worst of things. Imagine just put the music to the side if they were just saying the lyrics. Yeah, you'd be running from them. You'd be running. But now, because like you were saying, they got the digital, you know, these instruments, and they're like modifying things, the voices, and that's like, it's like a drug. What were you saying about that? It's like these two, the digital way now that it's enhanced, and how it's literally like a drug.
Yeah, when you listen to these songs, most of the time you cannot even decipher what they're saying, because that's how the sounds are changed, how aggressive the music is. You just hear maybe a few of the words of the rhyme, but most of the lyrics you don't even understand, you cannot hear. And I'm sure this is how it is for most of the people today, sadly, that they just follow the crowd, so they become famous, they spread, and then everybody just start listening to them and gets involved in this and gets influenced by this.
Yeah.
Definitely shaitanic force, we can say. This
These is, are dark, obvious, satanic forces. I mean, any Christian, any God-conscious person, especially a Muslim.
It's a very good example, sorry for interrupting you, but you asked me before about some old singers in Boston.
Shaban Shalic.
Or some people who we also know are really non-Islamic, and like the what the, how they lived and what lifestyle they showed was really had nothing to do with Islam.
Yeah.
But when people know, like all of us heard many of their songs, they were never openly promiscuous, and they were never openly
nothing like we're seeing today.
This completely, and we knew that was bad. So when you as Muslims would say this is haram, you would be attacked. Oh, why we cannot just have fun? But now this perfect example. Okay, this is where it leads. Now we see what's the next step.
So 5G,
what if our kids tell us now, okay, but this is just we're having fun. But in the songs, he's calling young girls to go have sex with him, not to go home with their parents, and like directly saying this in his lyrics.
Yeah.
And now kids can say, okay, we're just having fun with all the other kids. Now what should I just sit at home, not do anything?
But you'll have, like, for instance, DJ Khaled and these guys who will praise Allah, they'll praise the Creator and all that. And then people like, or you have these entertainers out there, some YouTube stars who will mix Islam, and they'll get Islam and they'll put it in the Greek somehow, and then people, naive parents and others, they'll be like, well, he's Muslim, can't be that bad. No, but we forget that shaitan is the top in strategy and experience, and you know, some of these are like the sheep's in wolf's clothing, and now you let them into the flock.
We're surrounded by these things. From music, from entertainment, from banking, what we heard their brother Marco saying a few days ago. It's all the same now, mixing Islam with falsehood. We cannot say mixing falsehood with Islam, because falsehood here is the main thing. And then just bringing Islam with this and trying to paint it and to make it halal or Islam, or Muslim suitable or Muslim friendly. So we need to be very careful.
You said Muslim friendly, huh?
Yeah.
No.
This is just
falsehood.
Trying to
is
give
falsehood.
To any Muslim who wants to follow his desires, you can find many excuses to say, okay, this is it. Oh, he's Muslim, so that's it. I don't have to go deeper and research.
No.
But who follows the Quran and Sunnah and try to really live the life of Islam, this is straight. Yeah. This is really easy to decipher because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran that the plots of devil are really weak.
The plots of shaitan
should
are really
never
weak.
Be feel overburdened, no, they're so smart. Okay, yes, shaitan has really good plots for humans, but we have the guidance from Allah. So with the guidance of Allah, this is not from us, this is from Allah. That's why for us shaitan is strong when we go head to head with him, but we have the message from Allah which is much stronger, and then the plot of shaitan becomes weak.
So I mean, again, for any of these people, the DJ Khaled, these guys, these two, what are they again?
I heard also those some new kids on the block, and what's the name? Some kids also in US that are very famous. Also one of them Muslim or something like this. So many of these.
At any time, these Karim, this French Montana, any time they want to get serious in life, and they want to turn back to the one who gave them life. He can accept their tawbah, come back around and start living life, not wasting this precious second that you have every day to do something wholesome and good. You're calling people to every immorality that's out there, you know, and we don't have to list all of them. Just every immorality that, look, the lawgiver gave, the creator of the heavens and the earth, you're calling people to break it. So you setting these trends, these evil trends, you imagine what kind of level in the depths of Jahannam a person will be. But imagine now, given the hope, that if you turn your way towards Allah, towards your Creator, you start being morally upright, and you start inviting people to goodness, to the purpose of life, man, you have a tremendous reward because you got a huge following now. And Shaban Shaulis, this was another famous singer, look at his end. How did he die?
He died in a car accident.
In a car accident, and the driver was actually drunk.
Yeah, I heard something.
So was he drinking? I don't know. But look, if he's following the deen, Islam, look, that would have, you would end up, in, inshallah, protecting yourself from any of these evils that fall just from just one example of alcohol, for instance. Because and imagine all the STDs, and I'm talking about both the spiritually transmitted diseases and the physically transmitted STDs that are out there that people are falling into. These are the heart killers, the afterlife destroyers, because they will destroy your afterlife. They will not bring you any peace or contentment. It's a drug. It's like taking a drug. You're waking up to this evil. You're going to sleep to it, in the car to it. That's just intoxicating the mind, the heart, body, and soul. And now they're trying to bring the deen into it. So we had to, I mean, now we had to comment on it to make you guys aware. Don't fall for these tricks of shaitan. They're out there. But when you know your deen, when you're engrossed in it, now you can spot, because the Creator tells us, Allah tells us to know your enemy, so you'll know his tricks. And these tricks, they're always being put out there. And if you're weak in the deen, you don't know your deen, you're not living it, you're going to be stumbling from the next trap to the next trap, and then all the way into the depths of the hellfire.
May Allah protect us and everybody else.
Yeah. So this is with love and concern. And inshallah, we can be connected to our Creator, to the Creator of the heavens and earth, with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. And remember that we have a departure date. This Shaban Shaulis met it. You know,
you
don't know when it's going to come. You don't want to be stuck listening to French Montana, bobbing your head, missing Salah, or DJ Khaled. There's even another guy, like Zombies, I was listening to, and we'll cut out with this, a DJ Solomon or something.
There was a guy who came to Sarajevo.
Yeah, they had like thousands of people in the street. And the professor sent me, who lives on top, the video. And had the whole streets like 1, 2 in the morning. This is their dawah, disturbing the people's sleep. And this DJ Solomon, right?
Yeah.
Was it Solomon?
Solomon, yeah.
DJ Solomon. And this is and people like Zombies, just, you know, moving their head to the beat,
like
hypnotized.
It's different shaitanic tool, because there's no lyrics, nothing, just music, blessings.
So just another shaitanic tool on another shaitanic tool. May Allah protect our families, our children, and help us again to stay connected to the all-loving Al-Wadu, the most merciful Al-Rahman, who wants us to be in Jannah. We don't want to hurt ourselves by falling into these shaitanic traps, and then we oppress ourselves while also oppressing others with all this fitna that's out there. Thank you, brother, for sharing your thoughts with me. Anything else you'd like to...
Nothing.
No?
You said it well.
Alhamdulillah. From Bosnia, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Have you guys heard of this Baba Koreli?
Yes. Yeah.
You guys, do you listen to this?
No.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Sometimes, but I don't.
Yeah. Sometimes, but no. What kind of lyrics can you share with us? What are some of the lyrics that he uses in his
song? I have one moment for some songs.
Oh, so mostly swear words or bad words.
Curse words, swear words.
Yes. Yeah.
Does he uplift the woman or he puts her down with those words he uses?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
Nothing, I was just going to say I don't know.
You think he's sending a positive message for women and for humanity or a negative one?
Negative.
Negative one? You would agree?
Especially because he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in jail?
Yes.
Why is he in jail?
Because of drugs.
Oh, because of drugs?
I haven't heard.
No. Okay, so should we give him for positivity? Should we give him for trying to make the world a better place? Should we give him a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Let me see it. Thumbs down. Beautiful. All right. So hopefully we can substitute that for something more positive. You guys heard of this group here? It's called Bubagarelli?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jala Brat and Bubagarelli.
What is it called?
Jala Brat and Bubagarelli.
What do you guys think about this stuff?
Yeah, I heard rap.
Yeah?
More and more, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you know what kind of lyrics that he's talking about? What does he say in his music?
Yes.
Yeah. Like what's, is good or bad?
It's good.
You think it's good?
Yeah, speak.
He's talking, he's degrading women, putting women down, you know, talking about drugs, sex, all this other stuff. You're Muslim, right?
Yes.
You think that's good? You think Allah likes this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not so good, huh?
Yeah, for za omladina dobro.
Yeah? Why?
Why? Zato što je zabranjeno, you know. Sve što je zabranjeno, nama je dobro.
Oh, you're saying the things that that are bad, they go for.
Yes.
But what about Allah? Allah don't want us to go for those things. What do you think?
This is
yeah. So we should probably stay away from this stuff, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I like that. Good. Stay away. So, up or down?
Yeah.
Which one? Down for Bubagarelli. MashaAllah. Good job. Right. Bubagarelli?
Yeah.
What do you think about these guys?
I think they made a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Him and Jala.
Yeah.
I think they're really good for the mainstream audience, but since I'm a DJ, I have to play that stuff, so...
Oh, you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, we found a DJ over here.
Yeah.
But you're Muslim, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the kind of messages that they're sending to the youth, you know? The kind of lyrics, I mean, forget about the beats now, but just the words, the lyrics, the degrading of women, you know, alcohol, drugs, all these things that as a Muslim, you know, we're trying to... you know, live opposite life. What do you think
about
that?
But I think Muslims in Bosnia, that's like a big, it's like a wide range, you know. There's like, they're Muslims, but they're not Muslims, and then there's the really strict Muslims, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know who you're going to go up. Like, for me, like, I identify as a Muslim since my parents are from here, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. So I just identified that, but I don't really practice it, so it's like, it's a balancing thing.
Yeah. But what do you think about these messages, the degrading of women? And, you know,
personally,
these,
I don't like it, but since it's mainstream and the kids and the, like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds listen to it, so I have to kind of play it, you know, but for me personally, I don't like the messages they're sending.
It's bad messages, right?
Yeah, it is bad messages, but... you know, that's the kind of rap music that's played, so...
What about the album cover? It says, he made a pact with the devil. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I actually worked with them when they released that album, the first
You
day.
Worked with the Bubby Gidda?
Yeah. When they first released
So you know them personally?
Not personally, but I know them. Yeah, I worked with them like 5 or 6 times, so...
Okay.
But that album was kind of a miss for them, you know, but for the album... name itself, I think it's kind of stupid, to be honest. Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't make sense on Bosnian if you actually translate.
How do you translate it?
It just like I signed the contract with the devil. That's pretty much it.
They signed a contract with the devil.
Yeah,
stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have you listened to Bubagarelli?
Yes.
Yeah. What is he saying in his lyrics?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this.
Do you think it's good?
No.
Yes. It's good.
It's good, but...
You like him degrading women and putting women down and making them like sluts? You think that's good?
No.
You think it
isn't good, but...
Yeah. So it's,
we love Bubagarelli. He's our favorite
grab. And that's it. We lost.
Like if a man came now and he started degrading a woman, would you tell him, go, we like you, or would you say stop?
Yeah.
Just like these girls, as soon as they heard you criticizing him, they walked away. Why? Because they're the victims. They said that recently he had a ticket, I don't know for what he did. And the kids in school, they were collecting money to pay for him. Like, that's how crazy it is.
Wow, how deep it gets when it's pretty much like you're bewitched, hypnotized by these satanic forces, subhanAllah. Do you guys listen to him?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
What? Bezobrazno.
So how do you translate? Bezobrazno. How do you... obscene. What else? The true... ugly. Obscene.
Yes.
Ružno.
Yes, yes.
You think that's good?
No.
Good. Okay. I'll show you. Good. Don't listen to Brother Radio. Lyrics. The words.
About love. About money.
Yeah? Do you think they're good?
No. No.
Not for young people.
Beautiful. Not for young people. Okay. Thank you very much. That's good. It's nice. It's nice to find people who aren't so excited about the poison that's being pushed out there.
Yeah.
Good. May Allah reward you guys.
I'm from Hamburg.
What's your name?
Nice to meet you, Suleiman.
Suleiman.
Yes.
Good. Good. Not DJ Suleiman.
No. Not DJ.
Okay. Stay away from
Suleiman.
This guy.
Thank you.
You guys listen to this Baba Ghadali?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What are some of the words that he uses in the song?
Well, not really good.
Is it good or bad?
Well, bad.
It's bad?
Yeah.
So you know it's bad?
Yeah. That's why I don't listen to him so much.
You don't listen too much?
No.
Maybe it's better not to listen at all, huh?
Yeah. Maybe, probably.
That's beautiful, probably. Let's stick with that, okay? good guys. All right.
Yes.
Yeah? What kind of lyrics does he use? Are they good or bad?
Medium. I will tell medium. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so it's a good message or a bad message?
You know, he is from Bosnia, so I support him.
Yeah? Are you Muslim?
Why is that matter?
Yeah, because as Muslims, we should support good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. You need support, but that's a song. That's song.
So if he's, you have a good forces and bad forces. So if he's with the dark forces that are supporting things that Allah don't love, then we're supporting the shaitanic forces.
Yes,
so
I know that all for the Muslim, but you can choose.
Yes.
And you can choose if you want to listen or not.
You can choose.
Yes.
But is it better to choose the good way or the bad way?
Good. Good is always better, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You Muslim?
Yes, I'm Muslim.
As-salamu alaykum. So let's choose the good way, because we here in Bosnia, he's very popular. What message do you have for people who listen to him?
Oh, it's young people here, like, it's new type of music, everybody is listening, so...
Do you let your sister or your wife tomorrow or any woman you care about listen to this stuff?
No.
It's poison, right?
Yeah.
You think it's poison?
Yep.
Okay, good. So should we give it an up or down?
Down.
Down for the Bubba. Mashallah.